All right, we'll call to order. Regular meeting of the Park Board of Trustees, City of Galveston Finance and Operations Committee. It is Tuesday, March 14th, Pi Day, 1:30 p.m., Park Board Plaza Room, first floor, 601 Tremont in Galveston, Texas. We will start with our Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call. Jason Hardcastle will not be here today. Jeff Ostenkamp?
Here.
Spencer Priest?
Here.
Marty Fluke?
Here.
And we have Bryson and Shell here from staff. Thank you. We have a quorum. Any conflict of interest declarations? Seeing none, any requests to address the board? Also none, okay. All right, discuss and consider, item number six, discuss and consider approval of the February 14th, 2023 Finance and Operations Committee meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion from Jeff, second from Spencer. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Abstaining since you weren't here?
I'll abstain, yeah, I wasn't here.
Okay, so Jeff, Spencer, myself voted for, Marty abstained. On to item seven, discuss and consider approval of expenditures for purchase and install of HVAC system for the Park Board Plaza renovation project. Shell?
Hello there.
That's a big binder. I'm scared of what you're about to
do.
Oh,
no, this is my big project binder.
Okay. You're not going to read from page one?
No, I promise you I'm not.
Okay.
So, as the board approved last meeting, we are gratefully finally going to, I think, start the renovation of the plaza to accommodate those folks from Stewart Beach and other staff that are currently working either remotely or in our copy room, as well as secure the building. So we mentioned there at the board meeting that we needed to bring back the expenditures for the HVAC system because they were not originally budgeted. We hadn't anticipated a whole brand new unit until after they started looking at it and the budget had already been submitted and approved. So we originally had looked at what we could do, if we could do anything with the existing, but the engineer came in, did some load calculations, and once we build walls and put people in there, what we pull from the existing units from other areas is just not sufficient. We currently contract with Johnson Controls. They are a member of the Sourcewell Co-op that we are also a member of. And so we went through the Sourcewell Co-op contract. It's a national contract that we're members of for the installation for the unit. And as we mentioned earlier, it is the install of a 7.5-ton split system unit. They'd have to bring a crane in, lots of labor. That room is just one wide open room right now. It doesn't really have any, it has some air duct, but they have to put in new ducts, new vents, and so forth. So initially, when we put the bid this together, the original amount was $105,000 plus competitive electric was $75,000, and so we were coming to you asking not to exceed $114,000. However, Johnson Controls rebid, putting in the contract number through Sourcewell, and so now that actually brings us down to $97,000 for the Johnson Controls piece and $75,000 for the electrical. So we're looking at just a little over $105,000 instead of the $114,000. So it's about a $9,000 savings that we discovered after I posted this on Friday. So I'm just asking for approval for that. We were looking for the financing and Bryson looked through. We have the current line of credit through Moody, and as it's indicated in here, we have plenty of funds for that. It would be a 3-year term. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
What is the size of the square footage area we're requiring this unit to hit? You don't need to give me exact square footage, but ballpark it.
I'm sorry?
I don't need the exact number of square footage, but is it, what's the ballpark amount of square footage?
Oh, you know, it's on my plans, which the Johnson Controls guy has because he's here right now. You know, it's close to 3, but I don't remember the exact square footage. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You
is this in, so you're looking to do this, you're debt financing this. So this doesn't have to go on this sheet.
Just the.
And it's a capital improvement to a park board asset. Did you check on the covenants?
No, I will check on those, but I don't think we've ran into any issues, but I'll double check the debt covenants.
For you guys that weren't in the discussion, I asked him, since we transferred all the cash out, to check on the loan covenants with Moody Bank to make sure that we were in compliance with the covenants before we go ask for the money.
The line of credit is secured by a CD, so we shouldn't run into any issues there, but I'll double check.
This unit will go on the roof?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and does this, is this an additional unit to what we already have to supplement? This is not replacing?
No, sir, it's a brand new unit, and the cost also includes, they have to build a steel platform to actually put the unit on.
Yep.
And then obviously hire a crane to lift it up there and all the labor.
Gotcha.
And just, you know, when we, park board was created, we are able to buy our own assets. I mean, that was part of our thing. So for the city to push back on that, it's like, well, when they created us, we had that power and ability. So I probably have it in this folder if we ever get it. But I'll move to approve.
Motion from Spencer.
I'll second.
Second from Jeff. Other discussion? All in favor? Unanimous by those present.
Thank you.
Sorry. All right, moving on to item 8. Discuss and consider approval of the fiscal year 2023 second and third quarter request for hotel occupancy tax funding from the city of Galveston, Bryson.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. We've talked about this a lot, but it was ordinance 22-073 that called for the park board and the city to enter into a contract for the distribution of hotel occupancy tax. Per that ordinance, the contract is supposed to be in place and provide a process for us to make quarterly draw requests. Obviously, we don't have that contract in place, but it's summertime, or at least it's springtime, and we're getting ready for summertime. So we have to get an injection in cash to fund these ramp-up activities. Those include, you know, heavy equipment for beach cleaning, seasonal staffers and things like that for beach patrol. But we have a huge uptick in projected expenses coming up here pretty soon. So what we need to do is make a request for money, even though we don't necessarily have a contract or a process in place. In my discussions with city staff, they were supportive of the idea of making a draw request. When I spoke with them most recently, everybody understands the 120-day reserve was not meant to just fund operations. So they've agreed to entertain or consider a draw request for both this quarter that we're currently in that ends on the 31st of March, and then the upcoming quarter from April to June. So that's what you have in front of you. Overall, the request is about a little bit under 9.5 million. It's about 9.45 million is what we're requesting. You can see the breakdown between the quarters in the document that is there in front of you. So it does include a request for tourism development, beach cleaning or coastal zone management, Nourish Beach and Beach Patrol. Like we mentioned, it covers the quarter that we're in this upcoming quarter. I don't see having too many issues getting something like this to us. So long as we have the cash by April 1st, we should be in pretty good shape. I do want to point out, though, that we're pretty much using 120-day reserves right now. We've ran out of the cash that they allowed us to keep in terms of HOT. So we're kind of burning into that this month. There is a provision in the current agreement that we're trying to work out that they would make that 120 days whole at the end of the year. So that was something that we were happy with, that that city staff would recognize the need to keep that 120 days intact. City staff did ask for the request for the fourth quarter as well, but we're still putting that together. Still working on those projections. It was quite the heavy lift just to get it done for the third quarter. Takes a lot of coordination between managers and things like that to get it done. And of course, when we project, it's not just pie in the sky stuff. We try to project in reality and make sure that we're projecting things that we are pretty confident can happen. We're still working that out for the fourth quarter, but I'll be preparing one for the fourth quarter soon. And I'll also be preparing a draw request for some of the major projects that we've had, like the Del Nera Park Beach Nourishment. Not included in this one. This is really your operations and some projects. We needed to get the final numbers and approval for FEMA on the Delano Park beach renourishment. Got those this morning. They did confirm, FEMA confirmed the new price and the updated cost amount, so we were happy about that. What I'd like to do is submit this request. If the committee approves, I'll submit it tomorrow and get it done. The summary that you see here that we handed out to you guys earlier today, the city has just asked for lump sum numbers for each fund, so that's what I'll be providing over to them. But it was based off of projections and a bunch of meetings that we had with managers to make sure that we had incorporated everything that they need, particularly for the ones that are really ramping up for the summer season, right? Like Beach Patrol needs money for their seasonal staffers, and beach cleaning has major equipment needs. So with that, Mr. Chair, more than happy to turn it over for any discussion or questions.
Okay, thanks. I know the answer to this, I think, but the reason that the upcoming quarter's requisition amount is so much greater than the last quarter is just our natural seasonality we go through and what we need to do to ramp up for the summer.
I did compare this next quarter compared to what we spent last quarter, and while it's a little bit higher, we also have a lot more projects that we're wanting to do this year. We had some budgeted cash use that we had this year, so you're going to see some of that reflected. But to answer your question, Mr. Chair, yes, that's exactly what it is. Ramping up for the summer season.
Marty.
So I'm going to assume this is all restricted to these four areas, correct?
Yes, this is a hot request.
And what is the budget compared to the request?
So the budget compared to the request is actually going to be pretty close to what you see here, the 9.5 so far for the last two quarters. When we do the fourth quarter request, logic would dictate that it would be the remainder of the budget. Which is going to be about another $7.5 million or so that we'd be able to request. But of course, we're going to make sure that we have projections that back that up whenever we make it.
So that'll be July, August, September.
Hopefully sooner than that.
But I mean, those are the
that's
months.
The
yes.
Quarter,
yes.
July, which August, by far our highest expenditure quarter.
Third and fourth quarter by far the highest. First quarter is the lowest, second quarter is...
So I'm just saying that these match the budget that was approved by council.
They're within budget, yes.
Okay, they're within budget that was approved by council in September.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't see that there should be any question.
Yep. Shouldn't be.
I'm going to approve the request, or the
submit
the request for the hotel occupancy tax.
Motion from Spencer. Second from Marty.
Just one more question.
Yeah.
So, love it. Thank you for putting this together. Should for finance, we do a comparison of the budget and the projections, just so we all have that.
Yeah.
Would be something we could.
You know,
talk about.
Spencer, we would typically do quarterly projections.
Yeah,
I really
get it.
Want to
That's
do those.
Why
again.
I'm going to. to push it hard.
We'll get there.
And then when you say close to budget, is there anything we're missing out that if we ask for the full budget amount just to cover this?
This is pretty much right there.
Okay.
I still
sure
need to work out the fourth quarter projections, but as I was looking at them yesterday, I mean, we're going to be requesting pretty much everything.
Okay, we got a motion and a second on the table. Looks like no further discussion. So, all in favor? All right, unanimous by those present.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Really quick, if I could, Mr. Chair,
yeah.
Before moving on. I know it just looks like a nice little summary, but there's a ton of work that goes into this.
I'm sure.
Both from me and then from the managers, too. As we have adopted our process to this quarterly draw request, and as we're responding to more and more demands from the city, it has become evident to me that I need some help. We used to have a budget analyst position. I would love to bring that position back. So if we don't have to vote on or anything, I'm just putting it out there that I'm corrupting
the
future agenda.
Future agenda item.
Great segue to item 9, future agenda items.
I'd like to see. A budget analyst in for Bryson discussed.
Okay. Any other future agenda items?
Just on that, could you just look? Is that the only position you're missing with all this additional work that you've been added to? If there's other staffing, bring it to
bring
us.
Bring it all back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we get an update on the STR hot collection platform?
Yes, I can tell you where we're at now, and then I can give a more formal update.
Not an agenda item, if it's okay with the chairman, then.
It can be an announcement.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Wait till we get to the announcement.
I have 10 announcements.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brett, if you have an announcement.
So we're trucking along. One of the issues that we've had, we would be live already if my time hadn't been so consumed with other things, but we're getting really, really close to being able to go live. One of the last things that we have to do, and this is on me because I haven't gotten a chance to get to it yet, is develop the call center, right? So the vendor has created a call center flow, how they think that will be triaged. I need to set up a meeting with the public safety and co-enforcement folks at the city to make sure that if we agree with it or if we have to make any tweaks or changes that we can. Right now, we're getting ready to set up the actual payment channels, the payment gateways between the software system that they created and our bank accounts. So that'll be something that's happening in the next month. I'm really hoping that we can go live at some point in April.
So you mentioned that you need to meet with the public safety people at the city to make sure there's an interface. Is that your job or the job of the IT director of the city?
I'm sure the IT
director... That makes sense
to you? It makes sense. It makes sense. I'll
not like you don't have enough to do.
Right. I would be a facilitator, but it would be incumbent upon their IT director and their staff to make sure it interfaces like how they want.
Okay. Just announcement, I guess I'm concerned with the amount of additional workload that each of our departments have been given just due to the city ordinance alone, not to mention the change in business levels. I mean, we experience that in our business here. So, you know, I just want to get on the record that I appreciate everything that you and the other staff that are under all this pressure are doing. I would like maybe the park board, this to go up to the trustees where we discuss, you know, writing an official letter saying, hey, you know, your ordinance is creating additional demand on our staff. We are needing to hire additional staffing just to do it, you know, to make these. Mm-hmm. And there's examples of the Star Collection platform is behind due to this additional workload. Mm-hmm. If there's anything else that the city's put on you that's causing you to be behind, please share it. Okay. I'll be your voice.
I appreciate that. Thank
you. So, just an idea, how about we send a budget amendment over saying we've created a lot of extra work here. And
there we go.
We have to have a budget amendment to up the spend because of the workload. Just an idea. Makes sense though, doesn't it? Because that's the truth.
The encouraging thing is that I have expressed that to city staff. I said, look, with all this additional work that's being created and put on us and changing of processes and business practices, I need help. I need a budget analyst for sure. And at least city staff over there understands that need and I would say supportive. It's really the support of this group that I need, but they were supportive of the idea.
Well, I think you think we'll be supportive of it, so. any other announcements? I'll announce that this is looking like it's going to be the shortest FOC meeting we've ever had.
Kidding.
And with that, we move to item 11, adjournment at 1:48. Oh, I hit my coaster. There you go.
Thank you.
I thought I was being aggressive telling Kimberly we'd meet at
2:30.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.